Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we expect more, and he has shown growth this year. He has. We're looking for more consistency, growth, maturation that leads to consistency more than anything. And like anything else, you have winning habits, it leads to winning on the field. And so that's really what we're trying to create, and that's what we're here to do is help young men in this case grow and mature and develop and become professionals, and that's part of the process.
Sean McDermott today explaining his decision to bench Keon Coleman at the start of the game last night. First series or first drive? I guess people use those words interchangeably now, but like first series would technically be until the next first down.
Right.
And he's not on the play sheet for the whole drive, which ends in the Knox fumble. It's an Allen fumble, but that play.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he came on in their second possession.
Okay.
So I think he missed the whole first series.
Okay. Like six plays.
Yeah.
Then he fumbled.
First possession, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Then he fumbled himself.
Yeah.
After that.
And I'm Sal was sort of trying to remember as we were talking, like there was some reference to this not being the first time. And you can take, you know, I was like, what does that mean? Like that had happened already this year, and now you're disciplining him because it was a repeat. But I think that may have been a reference to last year. He was benched for the entire first quarter of the Jacksonville game last September. Coleman was. Then came back and caught a touchdown in that game, as it turned out.
And he did that last night.
And he did that last night, too.
So it's just games I'm at.
Yep. Yes. And so, okay.
Did he get suspended?
You need to go to some games, and he needs to sit out the first series.
To test this?
Apparently,
so
yeah.
You get your touchdown.
Then you get your touchdown. It sounds pretty bankable.
At least I didn't hear McDermott take credit for the touchdown because the message had been sent.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Wasn't sent last year, I guess.
Right.
Here's Mike with us. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Mike. Thank you.
Yep. So, quick thing. I'm always on my like wide receiver separation yet again. And I don't know if you guys touch on this or not, but Gabe Davis, and I know he's not a great separator either, but right. He's sitting out there on the practice squad, and they brought him back for a reason. Maybe that's something we can like tap into soon here. And also, too, the one safety, Rapp. I mean, that guy's constantly out of position right now. So at this point, I might even take a look at Jordan Poyer. And again, I know those aren't huge upgrades with Gabe Davis and Jordan Poyer right now, but I mean, They brought him back. They're on the practice squad for a reason. One thing about Gabe, though, he does get the deep balls, though. At least that happens. I mean, bother, I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to have to. I think he's someone that might be easy to forget about because he's not only on the practice squad, he's on the practice squad injured reserve. So he's got to get healthy first and, you know, open a window where he starts practicing. And we're not there yet. We could be there during the week. I don't know what the timing of his situation is. But, yeah, I mean, he's someone you should consider in-house anyway. I mean, if you're going to think about trading for Jerry Jeudy or Chris Olave or whoever.
Look at you.
Your name here, Rashid Shaheed maybe even. I don't know. You know, think about what you've got here that might be able to supplement or improve what you've got going on. So, yeah, I mean, that's a guy. I said it when they signed him back to the practice squad that if Jordan Poyer, and I still feel this way, if he has to get on the field, I think you're in trouble. We love his leadership. He meant a lot to this team. He was here even a year too long, I think. I just think that would be a really tough scene. That said, Rapp is just late enough to get to the Diggs play, that the one at the sideline down near the goal line, going from scoreboard end down to the tunnel. One of the greatest plays made in the game. Rolling to his right, and he just throws it to the boundary, and Diggs gets there. Rapp is just a hair late. There's also a big gain in the middle of the field, I think, to Henry earlier in the game, where Rapp is, you know, he's playing deep center field. No one comes, and he is just caught watching. Like, he's guarding the grass, but there's no one challenging that position, and he's a little slow, or maybe a lot slow, to recognize, hey, I can come up here and support and maybe make a play on this ball, but he just is too busy, you know, guarding his post.
When May made the long pass to Diggs, I imagined there being two Bills players sitting together on the opposite sideline of mine. One says to the other, does that remind you of anybody? Of May? Like,
right.
The play, you just think the play is over. The better, not better, but the other one is the one on their winning drive where he doesn't even have a second to react to Daquan Jones, who's like, got him.
He's just in.
And right. It's just like the play is blown up immediately, and he just sort of flips it out to Diggs, who gets away. And that hurt. I mean, that's the first play of that drive, I think.
It is the first play of that drive, and it would have been, I think, about a 12-yard loss. If Jones corrals him where May threw the ball from, I think it's a loss of 12.
They're dead.
So it's second and 22.
They're dead if it's second and 22.
In a tie game.
What they could not do, what they could do is find Diggs open. That's what they could do. Nobody else had a night. Hunter Henry, they've got three, poor Gibson, three running backs who are each good at catching the ball. Like, that's a part of their build. And nobody got out. I kept saying to my son last night, Henderson, he knows Henderson from Ohio State, watch out if he gets in space. Never did.
2 for 3.
Never did.
Receiving.
And 7 for 14 rushing. He got 7 rushes because Gibson left. He did recover the Gibson fumble on the play.
6 for 24 is what I've got him.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, way better than I thought.
Henderson, yeah.
Let's go to Steve next. Thank you, Mike. Hi, Steve.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to say, this is a bit of an experiment, so just work with me on this. Let's just say everything in the game plays out exactly as it did, except Allen stays in the pocket on that third down and hits Samuel for the touchdown on that final full drive. And everything else works out. Like, they hang on by the skin of their teeth, and the fourth down goes incomplete wherever on the field, and we're all biting our nails. And now at today, 5-0, everyone's freaking out and mad and frustrated, and the defense and the separation, right? Is not the phone calls you get? Are the phone calls you're getting at exactly the same, even if the Bills win this game in a close one?
Probably. That's how the last couple of weeks have been. Yeah.
Right. So everybody's freaking out at 5-0, three-game win lead in the division, or 4-1. And not a half a game, one game lead in the division. So I just think it just shows, as you said, Mike, it's very fickle. The standard is exceptionally high. And I think we all just need to chill out, right? Are the Bills supposed to kill everybody by 25 every game? Are they supposed to cover 17 point spreads every week? Is that the standard? You have to beat everybody by 3.5 touchdowns or something in order to be good? I don't know, man. I think that's extremely high. And I think that I would feel that pressure, man. Do you have to be the best at everything all the time? That's the only way that you get somebody to say, yeah, you're good. I don't know. It's the NFL. It's hard. It's not it's not pointed analysis. I don't have analytics on that or anything. It's just hard.
Yeah.
And
I do, and I can confirm.
Thank you for that. Yes. Yeah. So I guess all I'm saying is that I think the bigger fear here is that we have to come to grips as Bills fans, or at least I as a Bills fan have to come to grips with that Drake May is legit. He's probably good, if not very good. And now the threat, the reign of the terror of AFC East, they may not be as prolonged and so given as we once thought, right? And now we've won 5 in a row. The Bills have won 5 divisions in a row. Will they make it a 6? We don't know. And now it starts to see wow, Josh is getting older. I don't know. And now I just think that realizing what defines good and what defines success needs to maybe get looked through the lens of, we may not have as long as we think we do, and that, I think, is a scarier thought.
Well, that's excellent commentary. I think, May has already won over a lot of people, and maybe last night he won over us because, he was better than Allen. He was great in this game enough times.
He made more plays.
To win it.
Right.
Made more plays. So, Yeah, I think all that about like how we're reacting is true. In defense of anybody with a critical eye, even after these wins, at the same time, they're pulling away in the standings, or have been, and I mean, they're a huge favorite to make the playoffs, if not also to win the division, going into week five. But the same kinds of things that have gotten them beat in the playoffs, or, you know, relative flaws, are still there. And so the whole year is, will this year be different in the end? And it's possible that it won't be, because some of this stuff is not just new from last night or last month, but from 2 years ago. Can anybody get open? Or are we just going to play complimentary football, you know, nonsense, and as long as there's no turnovers, we'll win? Because, you know, that's not an elite team exactly. that's not a, you know, the Bills win most of their games. I'm not trying to say they don't, or sort of rewrite history, mm-hmm. but I want to be able to survive a game where I fumble twice.
Yeah, you know, chill out is the phrasing the caller used there a couple of times. And, you know, I appreciate that. I hear you. What is the entire operation all about? It's about being good enough to not necessarily beat New England last night, although that would have been really nice, but you want to be able to beat, if you have to deal with them, you want to have to be able to beat them in January. And you want to be able to beat Kansas City in January and whomever else shows up in front of you. And how much harder is that to do if you have the same recurring few problems? Even if you score your 30 points a week against the balance of your schedule, you're going to get to the end, and it's going to be a close game. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And maybe McDermott's defense is going to let us all down again, and they'll be losing by three and have the ball at midfield, and they're going to draw up a play for Terrell Shavers. Like, I don't know. Is that going to get it done? That's why. Like, I don't know. I'd like to chill out sometimes too. They have a good enough record. It's not perfect anymore, and plenty of time here to fine-tune this and even make personnel changes should they choose to do so, like they did last year when they recognized they had maybe the same specific problem at the same specific position. They acted, it didn't work the way they wanted to, but that doesn't undo the fact that they saw a need and they went and were proactive about trying to address it and improve it. They have the opportunity to do that again. They have a few weeks to go to add, should they see fit. And I'm not going to. We had one caller earlier today mention, like, this is by design, right? Was it Dennis? Like, this is who they are. And I don't know. Like, last year, making the move for Cooper, they didn't do that hoping he'd come in and catch 20 passes and then retire as soon as, you know, his career with the Bills was over.
Probably not.
So I'm not ruling out that they will see, like, you know what, we're not good enough at this. I mean, you're going to get to this moment. If you get to this moment and you've got the ball at Kansas City's 35-yard line and you need a touchdown to win, do you think Kansas City is not going to just throw six or seven pass rushers at you and man up and play man coverage on everybody and say, go ahead, I'll believe you can beat me doing this when you do it? That's why you can't just chill out about it. I don't think it has been a thread throughout, despite their 30 points a game. It's been a thing.
This is saying almost nothing, but the big outcome, the big result development from last night isn't whether May's good or if there's anything new with the Bills to be worried about. It's that with this win, New England is probably going to win 11 games or more. Like with their schedule, look at it. They should get to 8-5 at least. And maybe that'll be nothing. Maybe the Bills will be 12-1. It'll be this one loss. But you did not want to have a pushback team in this division. And we were a few minutes away from feeling like we didn't. But they lost. Yep. And they do have this problem. I mean, the Bills have a favorable schedule, too. We've known that. But New England goes to New Orleans, then to Tennessee, then it's Cleveland, their next three games. And if you even consider Baltimore late in the season,
who knows what that'll be, right? Yeah.
They don't have any tough. They have Tampa, so do the Bills. They have Buffalo. And then their third hardest game left, if it's not the Ravens, is what?
Atlanta.
Atlanta at home.
And the Bills have Atlanta this Monday.
Just, I mean, New England could.
But yeah,
I don't think they're great.
Right, but there's no Philadelphia there. There's no Kansas City there.
Right.
There's no, if Burrow's back, Cincinnati. Like
they do have Cincinnati.
Oh, they do? Okay.
But that's November.
So probably before Burrow's back, if he even gets back.
2 weeks before the Bills play him. Right. That could be close.
Yeah.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.